With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, pop him up there. Yeah, get him up there. Stop BSing on there. Pop him up. Hey, KFC, Kevin.
What's up, brother?
How are you doing? Man, good. So you tried to get on Raya?
Raya.
Okay, you tried to get on Raya and you failed.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger L's I've ever taken. It was, I actually did it. So when you like, what's it called? I guess like apply.
Yeah.
Then they tell you like, we'll review your status. And then, so I did it live, like on my podcast. It was like, click here to see your results, like getting your SAT score or like getting into college.
Yeah.
So I press it. I'm like, here we go. Drum roll, please. And it says like, I basically got waitlisted, which is their polite way of saying, you know, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, no shot.
So you did not need somebody to nominate you for this. You just did this on your own.
Booms, let me tell you what's even worse. I did get nominated, and I still didn't get in.
Wow. Who nominated you?
Can you say who nominated you?
Yeah. It's a friend of mine. She's out on the West Coast. Her name's Sophie. She works. She does like podcasting and stuff like that too.
So do I know Sophie? Do I know who Sophie is?
Oh yeah. She's friends with Sid. You know.
Yeah, Sophie. I know Sophie. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, can so Sophie
threw me?
Bing.
All
right.
The alley-oop and I botched it.
So here we go. Sophie knows Sid.
Yes.
Sid knows Al.
Right.
Can we get a recommendation from Sophie for Al?
Oh, wow, we're trying to get Al Dukes on Raya. What a world. If you could be, imagine you're swiping around and you go from Ben Affleck to Al Dukes.
Yes!
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
What do you think?
I mean, sure, why not? I know that, you know, for the most part, I think it's people who, like, think they're famous and want to be famous, but there's actually very few truly famous people on
there. Yeah, Al's famous.
So, yeah, Al's probably more famous than some of the schmucks running around on there.
How would you compare yourself to Al? Who's more famous?
Kevin, definitely.
You know, listen, in New York, we're probably, you know, equally known. You're a celeb, Al. Don't sell yourself
short. Right, Kevin is national.
All right.
Nationally famous.
When you walk around your town, are you recognized as much as Al is in his?
I feel like Al is kind of like a king in his world. I don't know. I honestly say it's a coin flip in our little respective.
You know, I could not have said that better about Al than how you just put it. So, and that's why.
Yeah.
You know, I think this should be a slam dunk to get him on Raya.
And what it seems to me like, Kevin, is if you're like, you could be a TikTok star with 20,000 followers, but if you're a young, hot female, you're on Raya. But as a man, you basically need to be a part of like the Illuminati to get on there. Like, you got to
be like
a billionaire.
Think about it. You know, you own a bar or a club or a restaurant, all the pretty girls get in while the guys sit there and wait online. It's like the digital version of that.
It's the same exact thing.
Well, how do you feel about what happened to like Ben Affleck and Matthew Perry?
Where they kind of got exposed.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be. That's not supposed to happen, right?
I agree. As long as everything is, you know, legal and consensual and you know, in the clear with that, I feel like – well, that's the whole point of Raya is that I believe – I can't tell you for sure because they wouldn't let me in, but I think the idea is that you can't screenshot pictures and texts, and if you do that, you immediately get kicked out. So the whole idea is trying to – protect, you know, the more high profile people from that, but as we see, you know, you can't really ever stop it.
Anybody on Barstool on Raya?
I'm sure there are a few people. Yeah. I honestly don't know off the top of my head, but you know, everybody with a decent following gets in. So you know.
And what was this whole thing about you not having a gun in the house?
Oh,
what was that all
that
about?
That was Feidelberg who said that. Yeah.
So my boss, Feidelberg was joking about it yesterday. And then so it was a callback to what we said on the podcast because today my boss, there was headlines saying he bought a $14 million mansion in Miami. I think it's like the biggest, nicest house in Miami or something like that. And, you know, I'm still sitting around driving a broken down Hyundai.
Yeah, so. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, so
you guys are doing a great job for him.
Well, hold on, hold on. This is what I wanted to know.
Well, that's exactly the point.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, KFC.
So wait a second. But he responded back. So Dave responded back to that tweet about Feidelberg wanting to kill himself when he saw the headline of the mansion being bought with saying, "You're a millionaire because you met me." Is Feidelberg a millionaire?
No. So that was, he was more directing it at me. I was saying, Feidelberg said it yesterday, and I was using his line to talk about myself this morning.
Okay.
So he's saying I'm a millionaire. Dave likes to think that when everything is said and done and our equity all vests and everything sells, I will probably be in a pretty nice spot for sure. But right now, and for the next couple of years, not exactly the case.
Yeah, well, he seems like he's living up. He's living up a life, yachts. You know,
yeah,
mansions.
I think he's clocking in at about $120 million net worth right now.
And, yeah.
Suffice it to say, that's not the situation I'm in.
I missed your take on his sex tape. What was it?
That's a federal crime. That's a federal crime to post or distribute any of that, and I will not be a part of anything illegal. So there's my take on that.
Okay. Good. Well,
I feel like you got a little Met dysfunction going on over there at Barstool.
Absolutely. We've always been one big dysfunctional family. That's why I think people like us. Yep. They like to tune in for the drama. That's why it's funny whenever we talk about the Kardashians or TikTok or reality TV drama and stuff, people are like, you know, this is like, stop talking about this. This is garbage. And like, meanwhile, you love to know the ins and outs of our lives and our sex tapes and our drama.
Of course, yeah.
So Barstool is really just Kardashians and reality TV stuff for guys when you think about it.
When are you dropping a sex tape?
Jesus Christ, don't even put that out there in the universe. Heavens, no. No, listen, nobody wants to see that, okay? Nobody. And plus, I don't have any dog leashes lying around. So it won't live up to the hype of the previous one.
All right, so just make sure, don't forget about this, all right?
Yes.
Get that, what was her name again?
Sophie
to nominate Al for Raya so we can get him on there. And that would be just an amazing thing for all of us, all right?
I'll get on the horn right now.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. That's KFC Barstool. You can follow him on Twitter if you aren't already. I think half the world is. And he does a great job for them. We appreciate his time on In a Pinch here this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.